Jamie Foxx is a Jewish agent trained by deadly computer god to produce LGBT propaganda and brainwash Zoomers. Toby Foxx wrote that iconic Megalovania when he was only 16. He was able to make such a memorable song at young age without any musical experiment. It's suspicious. It's likely he was trained by CIA gangster police, becoming another nigger puppet underling for the computer god New World Order. He graduated from Northeastern University. Northeastern University is the home of many Democratic politicians and negroidic computer god online mouthpiece Twitter co-founder Biz Stone, part of the trained parroting puppet assassins who locked me up in a maximum security prison for my writings. We all know that Undertale and Deltarune was designed to spread dangerous CIA gangster police mind-controlling LGBT agenda to players and fans, as its LGBT contents, such as a few major characters being lesbian, some extra character being faggots, the protagonist lacking any pronouns, and the implied poisonous computer god mind-altering evil like gender dysphoria or oppression. Example, Chris is a nigger puppetling who's being controlled by the player, and he's the only human being in the entire town, and he's depressed. More than likely a result of being beaten senselessly by pedophilic World Order using the will of the computer god to strike down any descendants and emo, and he can't control his life. And don't forget the fact negroidic puppetling Toby Foxx actually promoted gangster police underlings BLM terrorism. Undertale Kickstarter was started in 2013 and Undertale was released in 2015. You know what else happened in this time period? Obergefell v. Hodges, that infamous case that eventually led to the legalization of gay marriage. The trial led by crooked activist Jim Obergefell ultimately resulted in the legalization of same-sex marriage in the United States in 2015. Toby Foxx was an Episcopalian, and crooked CIA niggerling Jim attended an Episcopal church as well. During the Holocaust, the Episcopal church demonstrated pro-Jewish action, beginning with the support of the General Theological Seminary, New York, and the Berkeley Divinity School, Connecticut, and many Episcopal leaders supporting efforts to rescue Jews, including support for a congressional resolution to rescue Jewish refugees from the United States. Does it seem to you that all this is a coincidence?